2 here as we start the post game. And, hey, what's your overall feelings on the game the Ducks were involved in today?
Well, the dynamics certainly weren't in favor for the Anaheim Ducks coming into it. We spoke on a couple of those points. The 1 p.m. start, getting in a little bit later, plane having a few mechanical issues. So, they didn't have the greatest lead up to this game as far as a preparation was concerned. Backs against the wall a little bit from that perspective, but those are the games that you want to just see them maybe push a little bit further when it comes to details. And I talked about the Ducks top line, Leo Carlson, Troy Terry, and Trevor Zegras. They had a lights out night. You had big flashes from Ilya Lubushkin and Pavel Mentikov. Those were some bright spots, in my opinion, on the back end. And Lukasz Dostal gave him a chance. Look, the game was 2-1. Not that the shot count was overly high against, but when it comes to just flat out him making the saves he needed to make, he did just that. And look, Steve, I've said it on each of this Ducks loss because they've all been close games. Yep. They haven't been barn burners as we sometimes call it in high scoring games, and one that myself and Steve maybe predicted before the game starting. But I tell you what, when the Arizona Coyotes have two, Ducks just need to find a way to score three, and they'll be looking to do that. You got a good Boston team at Honda Center tomorrow. Let me get your thoughts. I'm gonna shoot it right back to you, Steve. I mean, you have this performance. Certainly, you could point across areas where they can improve for sure. Power play looked better. They'll need to be even better and pop a goal on the power play. And they did just that actually today. I mean, the lone goal was a power play goal for the Anaheim Ducks. Look, Arizona, they had two power play goals. It seemed like the opponents, Dallas, they had two. So look for the power play to continue to improve. But what can they take away leading up to a good Boston Bruins team tomorrow night in Honda?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt when they talked about this team has to do a better job competing preseason coming into the game. I think of late we've seen this team compete. And to me, there's not that much of a difference in losing the game like we did, tying and winning the game, because we had some opportunities. I thought for today, overall, they matched up fairly well with Arizona, and, they came close. They came close, but now you're in a situation where, hey, this game is over with, so you really have to focus on the Boston Bruins, who, again, are playing the Kings tonight, and that's a whole different animal there, too. That's more of a veteran team, I think, than this one would be. So you just bounce back, and you can't feel sorry for yourself. I thought they played a very competitive hockey game, saw some good things, and I'm like you, though, on the special teams, you want to see them be a little bit better, but I don't have a whole lot to say. It was close. It wasn't like they got blown out 3 or 4 goals. So positives from today, yes, and we just look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, and look, we're looking forward to see the fans at Honda Center get back into those seats. Like I mentioned, rocking those 30th anniversary uniforms that just look so pristine and so great. It should at least give them somewhat of a good feeling heading into a home game tomorrow night. And like you said, a big veteran team, a team that has won together, of course, big name pieces, Bergeron, Krejci, no more. But at the end of the day, it's still that yellow and black Boston Bruins, hungry, mean team that is so used to winning. It's not going to be a small test, that's for sure.
Okay, I'll get out of here. We'll take a break. So these two young people, Emerson and Alexis, can give us some thoughts before we head for home on the airline. Just want to remind you one more time throughout the broadcast today, Anaheim Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio and Hockey Network, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. And those two are up next, Alexis and Emerson, here as our coverage continues from Arizona. And you're listening to all of it on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks' 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss three nostalgic legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan-favorite themed games like Celebración del Día de Muertos and Lunar New Year are back. So are Military Appreciation Night, Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into your Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream. Emerson Edom is joining me now from the booth. I am Alexis Downey. Emerson, a lot to take away from that game, certainly in the Ducks play, but let's just get started with that first period. The Ducks having a lot of shots on goal to start the game, but then Arizona kind of catching up as the period went on, but there wasn't many stoppages, certainly something that stands out from that first period. And power plays were something that Arizona was able to continue to capitalize on in this game. We saw the first goal of the game coming from Jason Zucker right after Leo Carlson took that interference penalty.
Michelli out high. Puck blasted. They score. Zucker a rocket. He wound up and blasted one near the outer edges of the left faceoff circle to Dostal. And there wasn't much he could do about that. A blast gets by him. Power play goal for Arizona, and they lead 1-0.
Emerson, how much of a deflator was that just so early in the game, having the Coyotes getting that power play goal?
Yeah, 1 p.m. start coming into a team where Arizona headed into this game 2-2. So that brings this win for them up to 3-2. And look, this is a team that's young, skilled. The Anaheim Ducks knew that. And as you mentioned, it was a bang-bang play right off the draw. You had a great feed from that power play's quarterback and Juuso Välimäki right over to the flank. One-timer by Jason Zucker. No mistake on that one. It seemed to have tipped off the left shoulder of Anaheim Ducks goaltender Lukáš Dostal, and it was one that maybe he would like to have back, but bottom line, power play goal, it was a big time goal, and it's one that was a big time moment for this Arizona Coyotes team.
Another big moment in that first period was the call originally on Radko Gudas, that five-minute penalty that was taken back after that hit on Michael Carcone. No hit to the head, just shoulder-to-shoulder, clean play. Do you think that that was definitely a boost for the Ducks and just knowing that that penalty was not going to happen?
Well, it was a great call by the refs, and I was very in tune with the moment. I knew it was too good of hit to have resulted in a play. They discussed it, both the refs and linemen huddled around and made sure that they got the call right, and myself and Steve, we were under the impression that the refs and the whole staff there really did a good job of taking their time and making sure that call got right, because I tell you what, that was a big time moment in the hockey game, and that was a big time relief for the Anaheim Ducks for them to not obviously go on that long of a penalty kill. So something to really let the anxiety simmer, and they were able to get back on it. Once again, 2-1 game for the Arizona Coyotes, so it wasn't enough, and that was a difference maker though for sure in this game.
Well, that Gudas hit ended up resulting in definitely more physicality in this game as we got into that second period. A big hit by Jason Zucker on Bo Grew that led to a 4-on-4 just 6 minutes into that second frame of play. And not long after that, Ross Johnston dropping the gloves with Liam O'Brien.
Anaheim will throw the puck down the ice. This is no icing. 12:10 to go, second period. Coyotes lead 1-0. O'Brien knocked into the boards, and I think we might have a scrap here. Johnston wants a piece of it. Johnston and O'Brien drop the gloves, and they're going to go at it. Meanwhile, another possible scrap developing. Two tough guys. Johnston with a couple of the rights. A right hand there by O'Brien. Two rights. Three rights. Almost an uppercut there by Johnston. Really working hard on O'Brien. They haven't separated those two. And you know Johnston can handle himself. They're wrestling now. A left hand to the upper shoulder of O'Brien. A right hand. Johnston getting the better of this guy at the moment. There's a right hand. Knocked him off balance. You can see all the hair O'Brien possesses. Now a left by Johnston. The officials are letting him go. Finally separated. We talked to Ross during the intermission. I tell you something. First time I've seen him fight, I wouldn't want to mess with Ross Johnston.
Well, that wasn't the only time that Johnston and O'Brien were a bit chatty on the ice tonight, huh, Emerson?
All there regarding that fight by Steve Carroll. I mean, it was just a pinpoint accuracy about what transpired in that fight. And, yeah, I mean, Ross Johnston got the better of Liam O'Brien. It wasn't even back and forth. Johnston wanted it first. I wasn't sure as they were kind of skating towards the net whether Liam really wanted that fight. It sure seems like it while the fight was happening, because I tell you what, Ross Johnston was feeding Liam with both right and left bows. I mean, it was a great tilt for Ross Johnston, and it really just shows what's to come from him, what he's going to bring. He's not only going to bring great play on the forecheck and winning puck battles, so on and so forth. When it's time to try to get his team back into the hockey game, he's going to answer the bell, and he did that with that tilt.
And Arizona then continued to get ahead on the board, getting a 2-0 lead after Clayton Keller had a nice wrister on a delayed penalty. The Coyotes having a lot of possession time during that one.
Rink wide, hit off a Ducks player's skate, but no whistle. Then a shot, they score! My, oh my. I can't remember the last time I saw that long of a possession. where you think, well, it's going to eventually happen to the Ducks touch to get possession, but it didn't. And Arizona, to their credit, kept the puck movement going. They fire the puck by Lukáš Dostal and lead 2-0.
Despite Arizona having that 2-0 lead, the Ducks were able to cut that in half when Frank Vatrano finally netted the first power play goal for the Ducks this season. Great zone entry that started with Adam Henrique and a great pass from Jakob Silfverberg as well during a 4-on-4 late in the game.
Here comes Cam Fowler playing it to Adam Henrique. Outside of the net, centering feed, score! Frank Vatrano scores the goal after a great setup off to the right of Vejmelka. As we look on, well, I guess you ask, and you get rewarded sometimes when you ask. Good job, Vatrano. Good job, Ducks. Now the lead's only 2-1 for Arizona.
Emerson, Ducks cutting that one in half, but just not having enough to get it in the back of the net in the end of the game. What was your final takeaway from this one?
Well, I'm going to my take is going to piggyback off of your take, and I'm glad you dropped just the simple fact that this is the first power play goal from the Anaheim Ducks in their fourth game of the season. I mean, it's really saying something. It's one of those things where the Anaheim Ducks have played well, very well at times here early on in the season. But God, they can create some serious separation from themselves. This game included, the game in Dallas, by getting power play goals. And I thought the power play looked a lot better in this game. Of course, they got rewarded. It wasn't a zone play where they've had possession time for 20 to 30 seconds and then finally put it home. It was off the rush. It was a great feed by Jakob Silfverberg over to a streaking Vatrano. But at the same time, you want to get some of that possession time in the zone as Arizona did in this game, moving the puck around, one pass, two pass, then a shot over and over and over. So we look forward to seeing that from the Anaheim Ducks. Long story short, they ended up getting one on the power play. It's got a good feeling, and it's something they can certainly build leading up to tomorrow night's home game versus the Boston Bruins.
A 2-1 final in favor of the Coyotes at Mullet Arena. Emerson, I know you got to get down to the bus and get going. Thank you for joining us on the post-game show. We will have more after the break. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Nitro Circus is ready to raise the roof for its epic 20th anniversary tour. The most explosive live show on the planet is coming to Anaheim on October 28th at the Honda Center. This controlled chaos, including action sports icons, will blow your mind. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com.
Ducks.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/clubseats.
Back with your Anaheim Ducks post-game show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey, thank you for joining us on this Saturday afternoon. And remember, you can join the post-game show by sending us a text if you have any thoughts on the game that we saw today between the Ducks and Coyotes, a 2-1 loss for the Ducks today at Mullett Arena. Make sure to text us at 714-940-2950. That's 714-940-2950. But hey, in the meantime as well, you guys were very active on our DuckStream Twitter, taking part in all of the polls that we put out today. So I want to take a minute to just kind of go over some of that because there was plenty of conversation on Twitter, or X as you might call it. First poll of the day was over under 4 total goals scored in today's game. The majority voted the over, as we've seen a lot more goals in the recent games of the Ducks in these first three, but it actually ended up being the under, so good on you if you voted the under in this game. The second poll of today's Twitter polls is, how are you feeling after that first period? Good physicality, need more shots, improved power play, other, let us know. And we had a lot of comments on this one. Now, what won the voting was that the Ducks need more shots. Only 9 shots in that first period by Anaheim, which was a bit surprising because after the last two games at Honda Center that we saw against the Dallas Stars and also the Carolina Hurricanes, the Ducks were having really good starts. 3 goals in that game against Carolina in the first period, 17 shots on goal against Dallas in that first period. So again, just a bit of a surprising start here by the Ducks in Arizona today, but they did make up for it in that second period of play, having 17 shots then. So kind of offsetting it there, but getting to some of your thoughts on Twitter, mostly everyone said that the team just needs to stay out of the box. Too many penalties. And that is exactly how I was feeling too. Special teams are killing us. EcoGuy4431 said, yes, that was an area that was a little tough today, but I mean on the penalty kill side, not so much the power play side, as the team looked very improved there. Another thought that stood out to me on Twitter was just fix the discipline and special teams play. One more, Paul Wynn, you were at the game. He said, try scoring on the power play, please. Well, that's exactly what the Ducks did. Finally, breaking that streak 4 games in this season and getting that first power play goal was Frank Vetrano. And hey, I have to give a shout out to Steve Brown of our PR staff because he just sent me this fun fact from today about Frank Vetrano. He is the first Duck in 10 seasons with 4 goals the first 4 games of the season. Corey Perry was the last one to do it in the 2014-15 season. 4 goals, 2 assists, and 6 points in total. So then that leads to the very last poll today on our DuckStream Twitter. Will the Ducks stay out of the box the rest of the game? We put that one out about halfway through the third period. The majority vote there was no. There was also a lot under the please there too. And ultimately, I mean, when you look at the stats from this game, that is definitely an area that has been hurting the Ducks. In this one, they went 4-for-5 on the penalty kill today, but allowing a power play goal and then also allowing a goal on that delayed penalty as well. Looking at some more stats from this game too, the Ducks did end up outshooting the Coyotes. 33 shots on goal compared to the Coyotes' 27. They were moving the puck. They were getting pucks to the net. They just weren't finishing. And that's something that I think comes over time with some more chemistry as you build that as the season goes on. But like Emerson has said as a part of the broadcast, we can't just sit back and rely on that chemistry to continue building. We have to get to it sooner. So granted, there are some younger guys in the lineup and they're still filling out this NHL experience and just playing at the professional level. I think in time it will all click and there will be more pucks in the back of the net. Going in more a little bit to this now, what I'm going to call a rivalry with the Arizona Coyotes. If you think back to last season, there was some very intense games with the Coyotes. Looking at today's game, 15 hits by the Ducks in that first period, including that big one by Radko Gudas on Michael Carcone. I think that was a big part of that first period, and very, very glad that the referees got that one right. And Gudas did not end up getting a penalty there. The Ducks looked really physical on the forecheck today. We saw that also. Ross Johnson, Liam O'Brien in their fight. You could even see Johnson had a cut on his hand after that one. And that didn't stop him because there was a lot of talk between the two of them throughout this entire game. Also, I mean, going into that second period, Frank Vatrano is a feisty guy. And we saw that today. I feel like every time he gets feisty too, he's able to score a goal. It's something around that that just adds to that energy. So he had a scuffle after an Ozone entry in the second period on a shot by Valmelka, if you remember that. And that just, I feel like, lit the team up a little bit. But on the other side of that is just this discipline problem that the Ducks are having. Going into this game, the team had allowed 6 power play goals. 2 power play goals in the game against Dallas on Thursday, 1 more today, 1 on that delayed penalty that was going to be a power play. The Ducks are 64.7% going into the game today. Another one doesn't help that number. I think that it's just about, as Emerson had said in the pregame show, being proactive, not reactive. You have to move your feet. You cannot get lazy and use your sticks, take bad penalties, go to the box in times where the game really could shift. And I think that first goal, when we saw Leo Carlson go to the box, that was a big learning moment for him in the NHL level. I mean, the Coyotes getting their first goal on Carlson's penalty, which was an interference penalty, really just kind of shifted things in that first period. And then I guess you look at the penalty kill while they're having to deal with that. They're allowing a lot of puck movement, and that's where the Ducks kind of struggled today. I thought they were really strong on 5-on-5 play, but when they were down a man, it just wasn't their best play. And I think that's something that head coach Greg Cronin and his staff are going to need to key in on in these coming days, because it's clearly something that has given the Ducks some issues. So we have plenty more for you on this Anaheim Ducks postgame show. After the break, do not go anywhere. We will get to it. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues! For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Back with your Anaheim Ducks post-game show, and I was just talking before the break on the penalty kill that was hurting the Ducks in this game today. They were 4-for-5 on that, allowing a goal and one on the delayed penalty. But also, I was just taking a look at some of the shots that the Coyotes had while on the power play. I felt like during this game, the majority of their shots were actually coming on the power play. Turns out I was wrong about that. 9 shots on goal on the power play for the Coyotes, whereas they had even strength shots on goal at 19. So that kind of leads me to where the Ducks were taking more shots on goal in this game. And I know that's something that was touched on throughout the game by Emerson and Steve, that top line for the Ducks today with Trevor Zegras, Leo Carlson, and Troy Terry, they were shooting the puck. 15 shots on goal after 2 periods of play. 15 of those shots, 26 shots total for the Ducks. And, I mean, just definitely a positive sign on that end. Troy Terry, 3 shots on goal in the first period alone, 5 after 2 periods of play. So I'm going to take a look at that number sheet right now. Trevor Zegras had 8 shots in this game. Troy Terry, 6. And Leo Carlson, 4. So they obviously led the charge there offensively today, even though Frank Vatrano would be the one to eventually net the goal. So like I said, I think it's just all about finishing. Eventually, it's going to click for these guys. This is only the second game that Leo Carlson has played in the NHL, and he's having 4 shots on goal, really making a difference on the Ozone entries, helping create more plays, making space up front. And that is what he can do. There is just so much room for Leo Carlson to do these things because he's creating it as well. So definitely a positive from this game. I thought the team was skating well off the rush. And also that power play unit on the flip side of the penalty kill, the power play unit really looked more improved, getting plenty of looks. Like I said, they just need to finish. And obviously today, you know, the Ducks didn't win this one, 2-1 loss, but I thought overall they were the better team, especially at even strength play. Definitely good to see them getting a power play goal, finally 4 games into this season. But hey, we did get a text, and it's something that I was going to address as well. The goaltending has been great through the first 4 games for the Ducks. Hey, hats off to Lukasz Dostal today, a .929 save percentage, stopping 26 shots or 20, making 26 saves on 28 shots. Only his second game this season. And I think it's really interesting to note too that the Ducks trusted him enough to give him this opportunity. Usually when you look at a back-to-back game, you have your number one goaltender starting with the first game and then, you know, the backup playing in the second game on the weekend. But that was flipped today. Lukasz Dostal taking the start today. Likely, we're probably going to see John Gibson in the net tomorrow against a very tough Boston Bruins team. But if you're Lukasz Dostal, I mean, you have to be happy with your performance today. It was tough because the goals that were let up in this one, a power play goal, a extra man on the ice with the delayed penalty. So not necessarily, not even strength goals that were scored. So definitely hats off to Lukasz Dostal. He's looked really sharp in the two games that he's played, and definitely a bright spot for this Ducks team heading into the future. Now, I also want to talk about our friends, the San Diego Gulls. I've mentioned them a couple times on the post-game show, just to give you guys an update on what's happening down in San Diego, because there has definitely been some positives with the play down on the ice there. They did fall in their home opener against the Ontario Reign, but Olin Zellweger is really making a case for himself down at the American League. He has 4 points in 3 games played so far, 1 goal, 3 assists. When I watched him in the preseason and training camp, I was very impressed by Olin Zellweger. Little surprised, you know, that he wasn't necessarily ready to be up with this Anaheim Ducks roster, but I don't think he's far behind, and he's definitely proving that down at the Gulls. Another guy that's been making a name for himself down there has been Pavel Regenda. 4 goals. He is second among AHL skaters right now. A 3-game goal streak to start the season. Hey, not bad. Pavel Regenda can score some goals. They will be hitting the road on Tuesday to take on the Tucson Road Runners. Good luck to our friends down in San Diego at the Gulls. And another thing to note today, 30 NHL teams are taking the ice. There are 15 games today. The Ducks and the Coyotes were only the second game of the day, the first one being the Red Wings and Ottawa Senators, which in my opinion is kind of turning into a rivalry. Also, the Red Wings getting a 5-2 win there, and maybe there's something that the Ducks can learn from the Red Wings, because they are leading the NHL right now on the power play. 3 of their goals in the game today against the Senators came on the power play. And the Red Wings are really, I mean, they are no joke this season. They are 4-1 so far in their games that they have played. That leads me to more of today's thoughts. My final quack for this Ducks versus Coyotes game. Just the penalties really hurt us today. And it kind of makes me wonder, you know, what are they going to do to clean up that penalty kill, and just mostly to clean up taking those penalties in these games? You know, how are you going to motivate your guys not to get lazy and throw sticks around and have an interference penalty and things like that? What are you going to do? And I mean, against a Boston Bruins team that, I mean, if you watched them last year, I haven't had the chance to watch them much this year yet, but if you watched them last year, they were an absolute unit of the team. So the Ducks taking on the Bruins tomorrow at Honda Center, a 5:30 puck drops and a 5 p.m. pregame show start. It's also a Mighty Oath game, so there's going to be discounts. A lot of Ducks fans in the building, and we'll be wearing our third jerseys again. I know that they are very loved, and I certainly am a fan of them as well. Thank you for sticking with us on your Anaheim Ducks post-game show against the Coyotes. A 2-1 loss on the road today for a team that might have been a little tired having gotten in late on Friday night. We will have the replay for you after the break, Ducks versus Coyotes. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow
you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped, right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by GEICO is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL Pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at nhl.com/preplay.
Real country music. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select